John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Beyond the Black. And Bob is telling me that he's been worried for some time about the James Webb Space Telescope and the risk of micrometeor impacts. However, Bob has good news. What is it, Bob?
When Webb was first launched, its main mirror is exposed to space. And there was always a calculated risk to that. And they had calculated how many small micrometeor impacts would occur. And they thought they'd get a minimum of 5 years before the mirror started to get damaged a bit. But they got an impact almost immediately. And that made them very worried. Did they miscalculate the rate and size of meteorite impacts? Well, we're now like 5 months later, and there hasn't been any additional impact. So it looks to me, and it looks to the scientists, that James, the Webb telescope, the impact of micrometeorites is going to match the rate they expected. They've had a total of 33 impacts, only one large, and they expected one of the large size, and these are still very tiny, but they expected the large impacts to be about once a year. And when they got one in the first month, they got scared that they wouldn't get many more, but we're now 5 months later, and they haven't gotten a second one, so it's beginning to look more and more like their predictions are on the money. And that means the mission could probably last more than 5 years, as many as 10, John.
We go to the surface of Mars. Brave little InSight. Remind us, Bob.
InSight is the lander that has a seismometer to measure earthquakes on Mars. Its solar panels, where it gets its power, have become dust-covered over time. They had expected it to finally not be able to generate enough power by the end of August. It's lasted into September. It's now lasted into October. But its future is very dim right now, John. There's a dust storm on Mars, which has clouded up the atmosphere on the whole planet. The dust storm itself is 2,000 miles away from InSight, but nonetheless, it's clouded up the atmosphere, and so InSight's power is way down. I've got a chart on Behind the Black so you can see it. They have a press conference later this week in which I am worried they're going to announce that they're shutting the spacecraft down, that it just doesn't have enough power anymore to operate.
Bob,
it's unfortunate.
Again, on the surface of Mars, aspirationally, what is the Rosalind Franklin Mars rover?
This is one that Europe wants to launch. It was supposed to launch initially in 20. They had parachute issues, so they delayed it to 22. Then the Ukraine war happened, and the Russians were going to be providing the lander, and so that disappeared. And so they're trying to find another way to get a lander. The European Space Agency, rather than hire the many private companies that exist in both the U.S. and Japan to provide a lander, have decided to see if their own member nations can pony up the money, and they can build their own. And so that's what they're going to try to do. I hate to say it, but based on the pace that European Space Agency normally works, this thing is not going to launch in 28 as they're presently hoping to do. They won't get that lander built for at least 5 years, and so I expect this thing's not going to launch until the next decade, John, which would be very unfortunate, but that's just life.
Chandrayaan 3. What is it, Bob?
This is a lunar rover that India wants to put on the moon. This was a replacement for the Chandrayaan 2 that failed. They were hoping to get it launched 2 years ago, but then the Wuhan panic in India shut it down for 2 years. They were hoping to get it launched by the end of this year. They've now delayed it till the summer of next year. And it appears there were some issues they needed to get right before they would launch. So next year, we'll see Chandrayaan 3, hopefully, go to the moon and be a rover.
And the big fancy test telescope has discovered a marshmallow in space? Really?
This is an exoplanet that has the density of a marshmallow, and it's orbiting a red dwarf star. They don't really understand it, John. That's the bottom line.
Yes, but, you know, toasting marshmallows, Bob, that's exactly what's going on here. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.